listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this Tuesday afternoon in Cocoa. I've got Danny, of course, the station manager in the studio today, and we've got Darcy. Darcy Meredith, this is your second appearance here in the studio live. Say hi, Darcy.
Hi.
Listen to her. Hi. The reason she sounds that way is because I just got back from Detroit. I went to the big wedding in Michigan, my family's wedding. My niece got married, and I have to tell you, I can't wait to see, you know, we talk about her a lot on this show, Absolutely Fabulous Ellen, because she does awesome decorating. I mean, Darcy, we did A Midnight Summer's Dream, which we made. We put moss on the tables, for God's sake.
It looked gorgeous.
Yeah, and it did look gorgeous, and pull your mic up there, Darcy. We want to make sure you're not sleeping back there. Pull your mic up. She's done so much, like, just over the top decorating, and I can't wait to show her these pictures, because I got to tell you, it was awesome. So it was, but nothing she can't do.
No, I think we can
do it. So I can't wait to show her the pictures. It was a great time. We're going to talk a lot about Detroit, but Danny, first we're going to backtrack. Last week we had Maestro Mark in the. We had him here live. He's going to be on. I got to tell you, we have him coming back, because him and I are doing some restaurant reviews. He's going to be back Tuesday, June 11th. Maestro Mark will be back in the studio live, and we're going to be reviewing music, background music in restaurants.
But don't he have some shows coming up in June as well?
No, well, that's the show. It's on the 12th and 13th.
Okay. Because
we're going to be, he's going to be back. Actually, this is weird. It's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday next time. It's going to be June 11th, June 12th, the Melbourne Community Orchestra. Danny, was Dead Men Tell No Tales, was it great or what?
It was great.
So, see, people are missing, because I'm telling you, and Darcy worked it for me, because on Darcy's business card, just so everybody knows, it has her name, and then it says Kim's replacement. Okay?
And she did a great job, by the way.
Thank you for being the eyes in the back of the room, texting me, telling me whether Darcy's doing a good job being Kim's replacement or not. Darcy absolutely is. For all those listening, you're at WWBC, and we're at What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim Meredith. Please take this number down, 321-437-1567. We're going to be giving away tickets today and all kinds of stuff, but that way you can text me, tell me you're listening, tell me you hate my voice, tell me anything. I just love to hear that you're there and listening, good or bad. But Darcy is, she has lived with me. Darcy, let's give the what's the word here? I always make up words. The synopsis, the, what is it?
Synopsis.
What's the word? The synopsis? I just say it in Jewish delicatessen. It's the synopsis. You lived with me half your life.
Yes.
Was it half?
It's more than half now.
More than half your life.
We're officially over half.
you've resided with me in my home in Florida more than half of your life. So you're one of my children. One of my good seed, in fact.
I try.
Right. She gave me a Mother's Day card one time. What did it say?
It said, Happy Mother's Day from your good seed. And then it said, it's not that hard considering your other kids set the bar so low.
We love you, Meredith. We love you, Alex.
That was good.
My kids have all been raised in the same village. They're all a village, equally all of them. Except we got to say that Lex is our favorite, just because that's what she likes. But so you have been around this restaurant world now more than half your life.
Yep.
You did take a brief pause out to go back to Michigan.
Ew.
And let's talk about that for a second, because I have to tell you, so I got to meet with, and I'm going to name drop here, Barb, Lynn, and Karen. Karen's been my best friend my whole life, you know, from fifth grade on. Barb and Lynn, I lived across the street with from, I think, kindergarten on, and we have all stayed friends. So when I say I'm going back to Michigan, now, of course, I was going back for Jaja's wedding. I love Jaja, and I love, you know, my family. But I see my family here. I can see my family here, believe me. Sometimes I wish they didn't come as much as they come, you know?
That's where everybody vacations.
Some come and never stay. I mean, never leave. So I'm going to see my family still. So I said it was really hard for me because I went to dinner with my best friends, Karen, Barb, and Lynn, and Lisa Kittle, who you've known, who will come here. So it was sort of bittersweet because I was sitting there knowing I'm never, ever, ever going back to Michigan. It's not home anymore. I don't even know where I'm driving. I need GPS to get to the corner of where I used to live because it looks so different. So it's just not home anymore. So other than going to see them, my friends whom I love, I don't feel there's any reason to go back there. I mean, Mackinac Island, I might fly into Mackinac Island to see the color change and take the kids. I would fly all the way there to go to Franklin Cider Mill because I love a cider mill donuts. But, okay, that's 10 minutes, and then you're freezing.
Yep.
And then it's like, get me out of town. And I can tell you, I didn't share this with anybody there, but you know I have some issues health-wise that I'm going to stop traveling so much, you know, to things like that.
Well, and it's so gloomy there.
It is.
You don't realize how bad it is until you come here, and then it's like, whoa, that's really bad.
Well, because we get up to sun every day.
Yes.
You know, I miss the ocean so bad because, you know, I go to that ocean almost every day. So I missed my ocean, but I'm going to tell you the worst thing. Every joint in my body hurts.
Yes.
Like my fingers, my knees. It's just, I don't know if it's because we're not 20 feet above sea level.
I don't know if it's
what it is, but I just hurt the whole time I was there. So now I'm having dinner with my friends whom I love, love, love. We've never had fights. We've never stolen each other's boyfriends or girlfriends. We've just always gotten along and loved each other. So I said to them at the end of the night, I said, you guys, I'm never coming back here. There's nothing for me to come back here for. Now, my apologies, that came out wrong, because I think I had about, I don't know, a bazillion espresso martinis. Definitely drank, because you know I don't drink. I don't drink, but I had a few much to drink. So my apologies there. But I said to them, I go, I have nothing to come back here for. Now, I didn't mean not them, because I definitely want to still see them. I just want to see them here.
Yes.
It's time for them to come here. I know my family will come here, but my friends need to come here and zen with Kim.
This is where everybody vacations. It's a good place to come.
And, yeah. You know, with you being my replacement now, I'll have time. So
there
I can zen, because when people used to come in, I'd be like, okay, here's where everything is. See you later. I'll be home in a week. Now I have the time. I can take and I can spend time with everybody that comes down. And we have the place that they can stay, where they're actually with us. I love when Kathy comes and stays in the house. We stay up all night talking, and, you know, so we have room for people. We have, you know, we're on the beach. We're blessed, and we can bless them.
That's right.
So bye-bye, Detroit. What is it? I think something said, last one leaving, turn the lights off.
Something like that.
Said something like that. Beautiful places in Detroit, but I'm done. We're finished. And Detroit, let me tell you, they had the NFL draft. Downtown, it was spotless. I said, this certainly isn't the Detroit I remember, because it was spotless. They go, that's because they had the draft and they made everything look beautiful.
Yep.
Just beautiful. Did you see pictures, Danny, from Detroit?
Well, I watched a little bit of the draft when they had it, so I got to see whatever they
showed. The bazillion
showed.
Of people.
Yes.
In the streets.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, picture perfect, you guys. Downtown is awesome looking, but you know what? When you go there, you're not staying there the whole time. I stayed at probably one of the nicest places, the Book Cadillac Hotel, a Westin Hotel, which was beautiful. But no, that 5 minutes is over now. I'm back to paradise where I love, and I'm not going back.
There's nothing like Florida, is there?
There's not. You know, I try to tell my kids that because we take the time every day to go to the beach, and usually it's after everybody's like sunned. I don't care to lay in the sun, but I go to the dog beach. I can't tell you why I go because then everybody will start going there. There's two huge reasons I go there, and I can't even share it on. You know how I always say, let me tell somebody on the show something they don't know? I can't do it because then everybody will get my secret, and they'll go there. But I can't share that with them because everybody will bombard there. It is the only dog beach, though, in Brevard, and we've got a pretty long beach. Mm-hmm. So to have that one little spot. With dogs, I love it. I love to see the Chihuahua beating up the Rottweiler on the beach. It's a beautiful thing. But I try to tell my kids, people who haven't even seen this ocean, and yet we just go, come on, time to go to the beach. They get in the car, and, you know, my kid's on a board out there, and, yeah, they just think that's normal life. I'm here to tell them, no, it is not normal life. That is, they're blessed.
Yep.
And, Darcy knows, everyone knows where to find me.
That's right.
I'm in my one spot. Not going to tell anybody where it is. It's my secret hideaway. That reminds me of, you guys know I love, here I am. I raised my hand because I'm jumping all over. I love to do that. But the Lord's Library, the place.
Oh, I like that.
So I won't tell you which friend. I can't. But somebody was in visiting me, and I said, do you want to get your daughter and we'll go over to Lord's Library? And she goes, no. She might tell her dad about that place, and it's my hideaway. So nobody knows where I'm at, and that's how I feel about my beach place. It's like the ones that need to know where I'm at know how to find me. Like, you'll always see Keith walk down there and go right to where I'm at.
Yep. I did the other day, too. You guys went.
I'm always in the same place. So anyways, I say to my friends, I love you. When I said, this is my last time coming here, there's nothing to come here for, I didn't mean you. I meant you need to come here.
Yeah, you kind of
I said it wrong because I had a few espresso martinis.
Martini judgment.
But I'm like, I have nothing to come back here for. No, you guys, I love you.
Yeah,
I would
to
fly miles
better.
For you. But now's the time to come to paradise.
Yes.
Come to paradise. And it's not too hot here. They all go, oh, it's so hot in Florida. Not where we're at.
No, it's really
We're on the beach. We get that. Nice little breeze off the ocean. In fact,
anything's hot when you're comparing it to 50, though.
Yeah. But you know what? When you get out of the pool on the beach, you're cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, give me a towel to cover up on. Look at me on the beach. Half the time, I have like five towels wrapped around me.
Yeah, that's
true. And, yeah. Cause
you were covered up the last time I went. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know. It might be 80 out, but the breeze, you feel it. So that's what I say to my peeps that I love in Michigan. I did not mean there's nothing to come back to. I meant the actual space, not the people, the space. The peeps can come find me. The space, I'm done. I'm done with hurting and joints. And speaking of joints,
too. Not the place.
Let's speak of joints, too. I'm not talking about joint muscles now. I got to tell you, in the hotel room, it's like no smoking weed. There's signs.
Well, because Michigan, it's recreational.
Everybody there.
You can buy it in a gas station in Michigan.
It's amazing. Danny.
You can't buy beer in every gas station, but you can buy pot in every gas station in Michigan.
And I got to tell you, that's going to be on our ballot here in Michigan.
In Florida.
In Florida. I don't know that I like that. And I'm pretty, everything's okay. Do what you want. But I'm telling you, it is a weed city.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Even
every gas station, the last time I was there, every gas station sells weed. Not everyone sells beer, but they all sell weed now.
It's
because
the weirdest
it's recreational.
Thing.
You can get it anywhere.
It's the weirdest thing now.
Yep.
Listen, you know, even here, I can tell you because here you have to get a card.
It used to be like that in Michigan, but they're ahead of us now. So,
but you have to get a medical card here.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, people my age, and I'm old, I admit it, everybody has a card now. Like, everybody seems to be smoking pot or eating the gummies. I'm all about them gummies. But let me just tell you, I cannot, like, in my whole lifetime, I can't even picture, like, smoking a pot with my mom or dad.
And people do it all the time now.
Yeah. That is, like, a way of life here. I find it weird.
It is weird, and I don't like it. I won't do it. So.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I don't think, you know, let's, we're going to give on the air. Darcy, you don't smoke pot.
No. I did, like, that summer in high school where I smoked every day, but
oh,
I can't
don't tell me.
On it.
Don't tell me.
Well, when you're
I'm,
in
like,
school,
dumb on it, like, duh.
You do things in school that, you know.
I'm like Bill.
Mother, father, whatever.
I'm like Bill Clinton who didn't inhale. I burned my favorite shirt. I burned my favorite shirt back in 1991. See, I can remember. They always say if you can't remember when you last did drugs, it's because you haven't had your last time. Well, I remember 1991. I did a terrible thing and I smoked pot with somebody and they were looking for me in my parents' house and I could hear them going, "Where's Kim? Where's Kim?" I was in the kitchen eating a whole Entenmann's apple strudel, and I was like, "I'm in here. I'll be right there." Yeah, not for me. Not for me. But this is in Michigan. It was very weird to me how everybody in every place you went smelled a little weird.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a little odd to me. But in the hotel room, don't smoke weed in the room. You can step outside.
Yep.
By the pool. I went to the pool. No smoking weed by the pool. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't like ashes in the pool.
Huh?
You can smoke it.
And I'm... Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, everywhere.
It's just
there.
So weird.
That is weird.
It is weird.
So many people use it for anxiety and all kinds of things. I don't know.
Listen,
I think
believe,
with anything, there's the opportunity to go over the top, though. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Recreational use, I don't think. I think that's a different thing. That's everybody get happy
right.
type thing.
I can understand a medical card and you have it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I really, because I have somebody with
but
anxiety.
But Detroit's making some money off that weed. That's why they're doing it, you know.
True, because
they're
I noticed
lots of money.
Because I've been to the dispensaries here to get gummies for, because I mean it's no like you know everybody knows Sherry was chronically ill. The gummies were great.
Yeah.
Because it keeps you off of, you know, look at people dying from all kinds of terrible
glaucoma
drugs.
And all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It helps with.
So I'm all about that, but you're not blottoed. You're just using it to take the edge off or something. No wonder people don't get things done anymore. Because people my age are smoking weed.
That's right.
You heard it right here on WWBC.
And you just relaxed.
Yep.
So anyways, I can tell you I missed, though, the food. If I could ship food, which I think I can. If I could get my friends to ship the food. Danny, they're Chinese food.
Oh.
I brought home a dozen.
I can't even eat Chinese food here.
No.
Because Michigan has ruined it for me because it's so good. That's the only thing I miss.
So my friend Jen went with me, and I took her for Chinese food yesterday, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, this is the Chinese food that we know and love that we do not have in Florida. There is no,
no.
I'm not even eating Chinese food. It's
no,
just disappointing.
I don't eat Chinese food here because
do you
it's
eat Chinese
not even
food
close.
Here, Danny?
Yes.
And you think
Chinese.
It's good?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you it's
oh,
not.
No,
Danny, it's not good.
I can't
it's
even
not,
eat Chinese food here.
It's not even
Michigan's is so.
It's not even mediocre. If somebody out there knows of a great Chinese restaurant that is like the North or like even New York, like Chinatown is even way different again, but good. I'm telling you, there's no better Chinese food than in Michigan. I don't know why. It's not like we have Chinatown there.
I don't know.
The Coney Island's still around on every corner.
Gotta love a Coney Island, though.
I ate at a restaurant, Zerbo's. It's supposed to be, you know, it's like we have with these urban primes. We've got the Dijon's where they're marketplaces with restaurants. This is, seems to be the upcoming thing. There's one that we're actually going to be, I'm going to be visiting in Titusville because I'd like to give some love to Titusville. The, I think it's called Daily Trade or something. So I'm going to be checking that one out. Same kind of place. But I went to the Zerbo's. Beautiful two level, like people are eating two levels. It's got the big market, very cool. Get to the table, and the guy comes to the table. He says, "My name might be Troy," and I go, "It might be, or it is." And he goes, "Nah, really, that go by T-Roy." I was like, "Okay, T-Roy." He goes, "I'm really the chef." He tells me, "I'm really a chef, but today I'm being a server because there's another chef in the kitchen." So we proceeded to order our dinner and everything. Met my brother, and for dinner, we're having a nice dinner. And I said, "Is the soup homemade? Please don't lie to me if it's out of a bag." And he goes, "No, it's not out of a bag." And I go, "Okay, it's homemade. Yes. You guys, I'm not lying. It was Campbell's soup. It was Campbell's vegetable soup. There's not a doubt in my mind. You taste the can. It was Campbell's vegetable soup." the pasta was cooked in dirty water. It was so just sticking together, and I'm like, the food was just awful, not even palatable. So I called T-Roy over to the table, and I go, you're right, this soup is not out of a bag. It is definitely not out of a bag. It's out of a can, and it's not homemade. And he just looked at me like, my bad. And so I was a little disappointed there. Could have went and ate at Coney Island that night. Could have, should have, could have. But it just goes to show you, see, that I told him, I go, get back in the kitchen. You need to, because I usually don't say anything. When something's bad, I usually just do not say anything. I just don't go back.
Yeah.
I had to say, you need to get back in the kitchen. Since you told me, chef, you need to go get back in the kitchen. And I said, and if you want me to come back there, I'll find things in your kitchen. I'll make you some soup really quick that's homemade. But the food, other than that, all was great in Michigan. That's one thing, other than my friends, that I will miss is great food. So we need to find a way, Darcy, to get it shipped in.
Well, that's why I lost so much weight when I came here, because I ate so much while I was in Michigan.
So, and the other thing was True Delicatessen. Danny, have you ever had, like, and please don't bash me online, everybody, True Jewish Delicatessen food?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, because there is a huge difference. It is not lunch meat. It is not lunch meat. It is a whole brisket, corned beef, and it's cooked, perfect, and then it's sliced right before they make that sandwich. It is not lunch meat. It is not processed. It is nothing processed about it. Went to Stage Deli. We need a good deli here.
Yeah.
Sandwiches are $30 a piece. I mean, you have to pay for that. People on 321 on the Facebook page are always saying, where can I get a deli sandwich? And they're saying 2J's, or which is still processed. That's National Deli. Or they're saying, and I love this one, Jason's Deli. Jason's Deli is not a delicatessen. It's okay. It's okay food.
Yeah.
Okay food.
Yeah.
Not even close. Not even in the same vicinity as delicatessen food.
See, we don't have things in Florida like that.
So I don't understand why, because we have the Jewish synagogue in Vieira. We have a huge, you know, there's a lot of older Jewish people that have, you know, retired here. Why don't we have one?
I don't know.
I don't understand. And when they tell me there's a place in Sun Tree that they told me was the best, and I went there, and I went, nope, not even close.
I don't know why
Times Square
is so different here.
Times Square, they said, was great, great, great. I was like, no, it's not. And then they told me the bread was homemade. It's the same exact bread we get from St. Armand's.
Oh, yeah.
We use it. Don't lie.
Yeah.
Like, we don't tell people we made the bread homemade. We said, oh, heck no, it's from St. Armand's, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Our donuts. No, they're from Love Bugs, and they're awesome. Our cookies, they're from Crumb.
Yeah,
crumble cookie. They're awesome. Don't tell somebody something it's not.
Yeah.
Just like our empanadas. Let me tell you what Darcy does. Darcy runs, she runs all of Paradise Center, which owns City Bistro, Mucho Mahalo, and also manages what's done on this radio station. So if you want to advertise, 321-437-1567, what's cooking in 321, and we'll get you on the show, or we'll talk about your place. Darcy, we got a few places to talk about today.
Yes.
Let's switch off of Detroit. I'll miss you. I'll miss you guys. Come see me. But Jimmy Hula's. Jimmy Hula's is at the Pineda Crossing. It's where the Pineda Crossing used to be. Food Nirvana. What does Nirvana mean? You're young.
Why do you ask me?
Well, like the band Nirvana.
Before my time, ma'am.
What would Food Nirvana? Because that's their whole... Like, every signage, everything you see is Jimmy Hula's Food Nirvana. But I'm gonna do my notes here. Don't usually read. You know, we're totally unscripted live, but want to get this right. Jimmy Hula's Food Nirvana say it for me.
Food Nirvana?
Nirvana. Food Nirvana. They're now open. They're now open. It's been like 2 years to get it open. You can go to jimmyhulas.com. They're at 2515 Roberts Road, Melbourne, which really is on US 1, you guys. This is their soft opening today. They have a limited menu, okay? They're open from 11 to 2. They're open from 4 to 8. They've got taco combos, burger combos, fries, munchies, bowls, salads, Cabo. I don't know what Cabo is. Don't really know, so I'm anxious to find out. Nachos, them definitely kid-friendly. Bring your kids. They've got a good kid menu. But today is their today's their limited menu, soft opening. I like that they're being smart. They're opening on a Tuesday.
Yep.
When people open on a Friday, I go, oh, let's make bets how long they'll be open. Probably only a month because they'll take everybody off in the first 2 days. So it's their soft opening. It's a sampling of their menu, not their whole menu, so that they can get everybody introduced to the menu. You know, just customers don't realize you're even getting used to a POS system. This is the first night going live on a new cash register POS system piece that we know.
Kinks to work out.
And there's always kinks to work out. So when you're coming to a soft opening, you have to be patient and critique it, help them. But don't be,
helpful criticism.
Helpful criticism. If it's wrong, don't ask for a discount.
Yeah.
Because this is when you're working. I hate to ever put the word bugs into a restaurant, but they're working the bugs out. Okay.
Kinks out of the
They're working the kinks out of this. That's better. Working the kinks out, and it is tough. You're overwhelmed on the first couple days. So make sure you go to Jimmy Hula's, though. You can go to their Facebook page. You can scan the QR code, which I still haven't figured out how to do that in America.
Oh my God,
I know. I'm back in the times. But you scan the QR code. It's going to give you all kinds of information about Jimmy Hula's at Pineda Crossing. Food Nirvana. What about the band? What's that stand
for?
That's
before my time.
What does Nirvana mean? Nirvana?
In Buddhism. As a transcendent state in which there is neither suffering, desire, nor sense of self, and the subject is released from the effects of karma.
I want that kind of food. Heck yeah. Food Nirvana. Okay. You know what? There's a new one on us. So let's everybody check that out. At the Space Coast Harley-Davidson, Mother's Day. They've got a huge Mother's Day extravaganza happening there again. Make sure you go to the Space Coast Harley-Davidson. All the info is going to be on there for you. So here's the one, Darcy, who's going to work for me because I really want to go to the Space Coast Burger Battle.
What is the Burger Battle?
Okay. So every year they've had the Space Coast Burger Battle. Who has best burger in town, really? I do.
I was going to say we
I
do.
We do, especially. And you've had the burgers, I think, many times now, Danny.
Oh, I had the Burger Thursday.
You had the Burger Thursday. We had a Burger Thursday. Wait, I like Burger Thursday. It's Burger Thursday in the house. So those burgers I didn't even cook. Darcy did. Okay?
Excellent job.
Oh, okay.
Darcy did an excellent.
I was going to say, how did it stack up?
So,
I don't know.
But here's the thing. My burgers, tell them how much, Danny. Tell them.
$8.
$8 for a cheeseburger. What is better than an $8 cheeseburger? But I can tell you, when we do them in our, like, sit-down restaurant in Palm Bay, we actually take the time to put cheddar cheese on the grill. We get it crusty. We have a crusty chip of cheddar cheese on our burgers even. Fresh lettuce, our secret sauce. I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. But listen, the Space Coast, I wish I had my glasses. The Space Coast Burger Battle. It's a family-friendly food festival and craft fair. It's at Wickham Park, Saturday, May 18th, 12 to 8, Sunday, May 19th, 11 to 6. 2 days, it's back. I need to find out how to compete with this burger battle because I'm going to take the best of meats and fresh grind them. I'm going to grind them all and make this awesome, where you don't need to even put it on a bun that it tastes so good. But I'm going to put it on a bun anyways. And I'm going to show them how to.
It's got to be a good bun.
Huh?
It's got to be a good bun. That makes a big difference in a burger.
So,
yes,
we
it
have,
would.
I think we have good bread. Because we put ours on a Kaiser. Okay. Have you been, you're a burger guy then.
Yes.
So I'm a burger person.
Yes.
I still love Five Guys burgers.
I do eat Five Guys on occasion.
But
I
that's
do like
a very cheap bun. It is a very cheap bun, but I like it.
It's not my favorite burger, but.
Because you hate that the bun gets soggy, don't you? Yeah. Others, many say that.
I like the bun that you guys use.
Ours doesn't get soggy.
No, it stays pretty.
So the reason that we use that bun is because when we're cooking for 1,900 people and we're cooking to the case, I cook very different. I would love to see some of these foo-foo chefs try to come in and do what I'm doing and make 500 burgers. Because it has to hold up in that case. We have to be able to put it in that case, and it has to be able to sit for 10 minutes.
Right.
And not get soggy and not get icky
and
not
get
hard.
As rock.
Right.
Right.
And I think we've perfected that.
I think so, too.
For $8.
Can't beat anywhere.
You know where you can get? Okay. So this week will not be my burger battle burger, but I want to compete in this because I haven't competed in anything for a while. So I want to do the Wickham Park. Everybody's got to come out to that. You know, you can go to the Melbourne for the Space Coast Coast Burger Battle. I'm just going to say Brevard County's only Burger Fest featuring events, special a la carte tasting menus from burger competitors and dessert vendors. Oh, dessert vendors. Priced at $5 or less per item.
Cool.
Offering you the opportunity to sample a vast variety of all the best from the Space Coast and beyond all in one place. Large variety. Oh, it's got a large variety of alcohol, including cocktails, hard seltzers, local draft, craft brews, domestic and import. You know what? This sounds like my kind of place.
Sounds like a
burger
time.
Bash.
It's a burger. That, you know what? That's what I really call, what is slam burgers? What do they call them? Smash burgers. Yeah.
So you
smash
burgers.
We can go
compete?
Get smashed. We can go get smashed
there
and eat burgers.
That's
forget about the whole smashed burger. In Detroit, Bates Burgers, that's really an original smash burger. These people here do not know. When I hear smash burgers, to me that means you're going to take, and I tell one of my cooks, okay, I'm not going to say his name, okay, Chris, puts the bacon press on my burgers.
Ugh.
I'm like, I will always show him. I'll go, you know what that is on the back of that press? It's a pig. Do you know why? It's to hold bacon flat. Do not put it on a burger. It just takes all the juice out of it, right? I said, next time I see you put that on a burger, I'm going to throw it out the door. I really am. I think I did throw it out the door once.
You did.
I did. Maybe more than once even. But smash burgers are not for me. Forget that smash burger. No, I want a good, great piece of meat cooked to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't even put cheese on mine, but my burger battle, I'm gonna get great cheese. But I need to go compete in this, Darcy.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, I need to do that. Yes.
And what day is that going to be on?
That is going back
Saturday
again.
The 18th.
Saturday the 18th, 12 to 8. Sunday, May 19th, 11 to 6. And you can go on. There's all the description of how to compete in
and
that.
Where is it?
Anybody compete. Danny, you could come and make fish burgers. So I'm looking forward to that at Wickham Park. And so this weekend, though, we have at our place, let's talk about MOD, Melbourne Auditorium. We've got the Mega Rummage Sale this weekend. So you can come and get an $8 burger at the Mega Rummage Sale. Lots of vendors. Some of it is like somebody cleaning out their garage. That's cool. That's a rummage sale. But there are, you know, these cottage law places, Dana's Cupcakes, which is awesome. There's some other, like a few food vendors. This is the one time that people can bring a few food items into the place because usually you can't bring food into where I have food. But they're not selling burgers, okay? I'm selling burgers. $8 burgers.
$8 burgers.
Come in, check out the Mega Rummage Sale at the auditorium this weekend. Also, you can get some burgers. We're going to be cutting fresh fries, and you can get burger and fries and all kinds of my chicken sandwich, which I'll put up against that Chick-fil-A because I just don't get it. Darcy runs Mucha Mahalo, which is our place that literally butts up next to Chick-fil-A.
Right next to it.
So you need to look out there at all those lines at Chick-fil-A, right? The line that is the never-ending line. Why, Darcy?
You know, I don't know, because I do love, like, the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich. I couldn't eat it every day, though. There's no way. And these kids will eat there every day.
When you even my own two, any
I know,
young
they
people,
love it. They love
where
it.
Do you want to eat Chick-fil-A? I'm not eating Chick-fil-A. I want to be waited on. I'm not going to Chick-fil-A. I want to go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And the nuggets are the size of a nickel.
Yep.
They're puny. I don't get it. Have you had Chick-fil-A?
The kids love them.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy Chick-fil-A.
You enjoy Chick-fil-A. Okay, why?
I like their chicken sandwiches. I like their club sandwiches.
Okay, I haven't had one of them, I guess.
Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
I haven't had a club sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
So these are...
But I do. I like it, but I could not eat there.
And
every
I
day.
Love everybody that works there.
Yep. They're great. They're
but,
friendly.
Yeah. We actually...
It's always a pleasure.
We actually look at the people in line and go, come on over here. Get a taco. Get a taco. You don't have to wait. Which works.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes. So I don't get the whole Chick-fil-A thing, but okay. So
it's good, but again, I couldn't eat it every day, okay. but a lot of people out there can. I don't know.
So
why.
We will be having our chicken sandwich though for the next couple weeks.
Yep.
So maybe they'll get used to that. That's Chick-fil-A's fault for leaving us for the summer.
Sandwich.
So in the college, Eastern Florida State College, Melbourne, there's another place you can come and eat our food. We don't have Taco Tuesday, but we got Tostado Tuesday. we've got Cuban sandwiches.
Yes, and they're good.
Mucha Mahalo is a little different. It's sort of a Polynesian little take. You know, we keep it fresh. We make the pico every day. And
yep.
You'll have to try that
huge
out
burrito.
If you're in Melbourne. Huge burritos. Pound burritos. Yeah, huge burritos. So, all right. So, listen, this is what else we've got going on. We have, can you pull up the Mother's Day? There's a Mother's Day dance at the auditorium. The biggest restaurant day of the year is Mother's Day. Do you take anybody out, your mom?
I take my mother out.
Now, where are you guys going? Because you better have a reservation already.
Well, she picks where she wants to go.
Not at the last
it's
minute,
like
I
that
hope.
That phone call I just took with
yeah,
my mother.
Was your mother?
Telling me where she wants to go.
And where does she want to go?
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas, okay. You know what?
Roadhouse, though.
So I used to love Texas Roadhouse.
It's not as,
and I love Keith, the manager
was,
at our beach
I
one.
I don't know.
Yeah, they got rid of my salad dressing, first
yeah.
of all. I hate when I love something and they get rid of it.
Yes.
I'm like, seriously? That's what I came for. I came for my French dressing.
Yep.
That,
they did
same thing,
French
Bob
dressing.
Evans. I loved their French dressing. I think they might have brought it back. But so Mother's Day is the busiest day of the year to eat in a restaurant. You might have a hard time getting into Texas Roadhouse. You better make your reservation now. Get on that wait list.
I probably will have to. Yep.
Now, where is there? There's, I know by us, there's one on the beach there at
Vieira
O'Galley.
As well.
And Palm Bay.
In Vieira, there's a Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
And there's
there?
One on Palm Bay. In,
where
off
is it
of
in
Malabar?
Vieira?
Right there across from Long Doggers.
Okay. Well, we just gave a shout out then to Texas Roadhouse. There you go. Remember me. Because I didn't know there was one in Vieira. There's one where? Else?
Palm Bay,
yeah.
In Palm Bay off of Malabar Road.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a, you know what? At least you always know what you're going to get. It's very consistent.
That's why I like
it. It's a very consistent. You know, we go, I have a 9-year-old that is addicted to the salads.
Yes.
It's like, can you just stop and, instead of your kid saying, could you stop and get me a McDonald's soda? She's like, could you stop and get me a Texas Roadhouse salad on your way home? I'm like, yeah, sure. Let me spend the $8. All right. So the Mother's Day, what do you got there on the Mother's Day? It's because this is a free, I believe this is free for anybody who doesn't have a place to go on Mother's Day.
Yes, it's a 10th annual Mother's Day banquet and concert. This is the first year back since COVID, I believe.
Okay.
They said it would have been
and
the 15th.
Pebbles Catering is doing it. I did not want to work on Mother's Day. This is going to be a hard Mother's Day for my family, I think. So we're going to stay home. We're going to stay home and we're going to watch old videos of ourselves or something.
Yeah.
And think of the mothers we've lost in the past, because it is going to be a tough. It's the first Mother's Day without Sherry, so we're gonna have a tough day. We're gonna have a tough day, and we're gonna do it together. So we're staying in. Maybe we'll do our hors d'oeuvre night where we do all the weird hors d'oeuvres in our fondue.
Yeah.
Yeah, fondue.
Michigan
egg
rolls.
Really fun, actually.
Huh? Yeah. So and the kids like
Michigan egg rolls.
Hey, we brought back 12 dozen. That's right, we brought back a dozen Michigan egg rolls. So, all right, so. Tell me more about this Mother's Day, though. Pebbles is catering.
They're doing a local fashion a fashion show, a performance. It says they're going to be blessed by Gospel Arts Marlon Anderson and Joanne Nesbitt.
Okay, they're good.
Yep.
Awesome. Very good.
So the event's free to the public, but donations are greatly appreciated and tax deductible.
And you guys, please, if there's... This is really for people who can't afford to go have Mother's Day and for people who can't afford to take their mothers out. But if you can afford it, stop in there and give a donation.
Yep.
Because it's this person who's putting this on is a wonderful, wonderful human being. She funds this all out of her own pocket. Wow. Every dime. And let me tell you, it's not cheap. She's putting out a great meal. Pebbles is catering it. And
yeah, May 12th at 5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. And you can get information. Does it have how to get information on that, Darcy?
Yes, they have.
Is it a Facebook page? A web?
Yeah, they have a Facebook page.
Okay, what's it under?
I believe.
Because if you can't afford to take your mom out, now's the time that you can get in on this. It's truly, it's there's no hidden agenda on this other than to make sure that every mom can be taken out and have a good day. So exactly. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. All Christian.
Make your mother happy.
Yeah, absolutely. You got the info on that, or you need another?
The Facebook page is, I'm trying to find the link to it, but I've got the Facebook page in front of me. It says Mother's Day Dinner, Concert, and Fashion Show, and it comes right up if you type it in.
Okay, at the Melbourne Auditorium,
that
is.
At the Melbourne Auditorium.
This Sunday.
And then the link to their Facebook page.
Excellent. All right, so after that, we've got on Wednesday, May 15th, the Melbourne Municipal Band is back. All right, the Melbourne Municipal Band is back. They're doing one day this month, Wednesday. And
they're not doing Thursday this
month? No, just Wednesday. It's great musicians, you know, and we look forward to that. The one that I am looking forward to, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 17th, 18th, and 19th, our gem show's back.
Woohoo!
Not just rocks. It's not just rocks,
I like
guys.
The
gem show is fun. The people are fun.
Yep.
They like to eat.
They do.
And we love that. They have a few drinks. What's better than rocks, gems, and drinking, right?
They have some cool stuff there,
they
though.
Do have some cool stuff.
I could
stuff.
Go broke.
And you could go broke. So we've got the gem show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th, 18th, 19th.
What are we doing Thursday?
You know what? It's a private party.
Is that my private party?
They actually set up on Thursday.
Oh.
That's why
that's my birthday.
But the following Thursday, we have got something. So now we've got... We have another one coming up. It's a photographer in town. She's Art Photography, okay? Now, She's Art Photography is doing a dance. And I'm going to be giving tickets away. So, Darcy, give them the phone number so that they can...
321-437-1567.
And what that's going to get you is I'm going to give 5 tickets away today to the biggest dance party. I'm going to pull that up. It's the biggest dance party of the year. This is an annual thing that they do. I can tell you that it's on May 24th, Friday, 6 p.m. It's the 80s party, biggest party of the year. Contests, prizes, goodie bags. Come dressed in 80s attire. It's at Front Street. It's at the Front Street Civic Center. That's one of the city's places. I'll be there pouring drinks. We're going to come up with some really cool 80s drinks. Do you know of any 80s drinks? Darcy, we got to come up with some 80s drinks for this themed 80s party. But She Is Art, they're hosting, let me just tell you, it's their third annual party that they're hosting. Michael Van Ness, our DJ that I think is the best DJ in town, he's been on the show here. He's going to be there with us, which is always fun when City Bistro and Michael is together. So we've got him going to be there. There's all kinds of stuff going on, contests, and the party to not miss. Go online to that also. I'm going to hook that to our What's Cooking in the 321 page so they can link it if one of you young people can figure out how to put that link on our, because we'll start using our Facebook page again. We've been I think I've been unblocked now from putting things on my Facebook page. I can start using my Facebook page again. They did take our 44,000 followers, but that's okay. We don't care. So anyways, we've got that party going on. Just text me, I want tickets. And what do you think? The 20th through 25th people get the 5 tickets? Sound good? Okay. So text me, I want tickets to the 80s dance party. June 1st and 2nd, we've got the gun show back. We had a huge attendance at the gun show last month. As always, the gun show's packed. Some cool things at the gun show, too. I saw swords. Yeah. I saw a lot of swords. Who knew? Who knew that swords were so popular? So, have you been to the gun show yet?
Yeah, I've got my gun from the gun show.
You did get your gun. Mm-hmm. Did you have to wait 3 days?
Yes.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I know they're changing a few laws coming up here soon because it used to be anybody could have a table at the gun show, and now I don't hold me to this because I don't know if it's going to be this time or coming soon, but you're going to have a license to have a table now. So I don't know where that came about or how it came about, but there's going to be a few changes to the gun show. Don't know if that will cut down on vendors because sometimes we have 200 tables with different stuff. I know I got a beautiful pink taser that if somebody makes me mad, I can just...
It is really cool, too.
I can just jit them. Yep. I tell my kids all the time, come over here. Come over here. Let me see you. I love when you're there, though. You can hear the tasers all day long. Yeah. Sort of makes you jump. Get that burger done a little faster. Also, we have this one. So here's one coming up, and I'm going to get killed by saying, I don't know who this is. Tyrus Live Comedy Show. It's almost sold out already, you guys.
Yeah.
If you want to come see Tyrus, you have got to get your ticket right now because I think there's only like 2 tickets left. Have you heard of Tyrus?
I have not heard of
him. Have you Googled the Tyrus?
I have Googled because I hadn't heard of him. And you know, he's a former wrestler.
I think he's a former wrestler, now gone comedian. He's got a show, News personality on Fox News. So this Tyrus, I guess I'm just old and decrepit because I missed Tyrus, but I have to tell you, everybody's excited. You know how I can't get employees? I've had probably 30 people call and go, can I work with you the night, Tyrus?
Yep.
So I can get in. Some of the tickets are $300. So some are much cheaper, but $300, and they're not having any problem getting rid of them.
For a comedy show.
Yes.
Comedy show.
This must be huge, and I'm missing the...
I know, I don't know.
This is the Chick-fil-A of entertainment, I guess, because I don't get it.
And he's a former wrestler.
A former wrestler?
Yep.
Darcy, give that one a quick Google while we're here on the ear.
Yeah.
On the air.
I hadn't heard of him. I had to look him up, too.
So Tyrus is coming on Friday the 7th of June. I'm telling you the truly, if there's 20 tickets left. So
yeah.
If you...
It says he's an American actor and former professional wrestler. An American cable news personality and an actor.
And now a comedian. And I can tell you, as soon as those tickets went for sale, they were gone like a couple days later. He must be awfully good. I love that word. Oxymoron. Awfully good. Okay. But anyways, people are excited about that because I can't get employees, but yet people are calling me going, is there any way I can work for you that night? Can I work for you? Because we're going to have to have bars all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have portable bars throughout the whole place, plus our big bar, plus the concession, and we're going to have to beef up everything. So we probably can use a few extra bodies that night, so send your resume. Send your resume and your credentials, and we'll...
They won't be working. They'll be watching the show.
We'll give a few places for the Tyrus coming up. We've got the Brevard... wedding show, that's on the 9th. Let's see here. Oh, don't give wrong information here, Kim. Let's see here. It is the BWA, which is the Brevard Wedding Association. One of my favorite wedding shows. It's on the 9th of June. That's a good one, too, because brides always seem to get engaged and get ready to have their weddings in June. Did you say, are you giving me the bunny ears? Did you just give me the bunny ears?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
So we've got that coming up too, the hot tub show. The hot tub show amazes me. They fill the auditorium with hot tubs, and let me tell you what, they all sell. It's amazing. So we've got that happening too. Lots going on. And then don't forget what's our favorite? The orchestra.
The orchestra.
That will be there on June 11th and 12th. Mark Maestro Mark will be here in the studio live on the 11th. We're going to be doing some huge restaurant reviews. If you have a restaurant and you think you've got great music in it, and I'm not talking live music, I guess we could look at live music, but we want that background because we want to see, it wrecks your dinner if you can't talk to your guest, if the music's too loud.
Yeah.
And the music is, it's important to have it just right. So if you think you've got the best music, Scott's, my, you know, my favorite restaurant in this town, of course, is Scott's on Fifth, which I've got something really huge to talk about with Scott's on Fifth this week. He is selling now his spices. Scott Eric from Scott's on Fifth has Seasonings by Scott, and you can get them at Urban Prime. Urban Prime is that new cool little spot in Vieira. We're also going to be hopefully getting the chef here in the studio talking about Urban Prime in this, either the end of this month or in the beginning of June. But I've ate there. I've had little appetizers. You know, I like to go in and order 5 appetizers, and all of them were great. All of them good. The service was great. So clean and fresh. And have you been to any of these markets?
I haven't.
You haven't? Because they're sort of cool. How about you?
Urban Prime is a it's a restaurant.
So
right?
You can go in. It's a market.
Okay.
And, you know, you can get a steak or whatever to take home, vegetables, dinners, whatever. And then it's got the restaurant also.
Okay.
It's got a huge, and it's a huge restaurant, indoor, outdoor. They're sort of cool. I like them. They remind me of the pop-up restaurants that used to open in New York in the streets. When they would just pick a corner and open a pop-up restaurant. But they are. They're hip and cool. The one that closed by us was the Green Turtle. I hated to see that close. I missed there.
Yeah.
And couldn't understand that. I don't know what's going in its place, but I don't know. I don't know what's going in its place. Something. Because they've
another
got the
car
doors.
Wash?
That, you know what? Yeah, probably another car wash or a Mexican restaurant. We need one of those. We need another one of those. I think we've covered everything happening in the 3-2-1. Darcy, what do you got going on this week? Are you, we've got a week off to have health inspectors come in. And
I was going
to
say, and go clean up and make sure that everything's, you know, kind of reset back for the
reset,
new semester.
Yeah, because we've just finished the
fall term.
No, the summer term. Spring term has just ended.
Now we're going
so
into the summer semester.
We have our 1 week to catch our breath, and we'll be right back on Monday at Mucho Mahalo, and we'll be doing coffee, the Lavazza coffee out of Mucho Mahalo. We'll be doing, we're going to steal the chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. We'll be doing the chicken sandwich while we're closed. Let them try ours. We might throw some pizza in there since Jenna's won't be there. We'll do some soup since the soup shop won't be there, and we'll just cover it all. We're going to be feeding Eastern Florida State College for the summer. We still have about 100 people in the dorms over there.
Yeah, they've got kids staying in the dorm all summer.
Kids staying in the dorm. You can come in off the street and eat at Mucho Mahalo.
And they do that at Chick-fil-A all day.
They do?
They can do that at Mucho,
I'm going to steal their parking spot. That's all I know of it. Kim's parking in Chick-fil-A's parking spot, stealing their walk-in freezers. Yeah, yeah. We're going to take advantage of us being the only ones in the building for a little bit. I loved last summer.
Yeah.
It was nice. We know everybody. We've got a lot of private parties that we're catering. I know I say that I'm done catering. It just doesn't happen.
Nope.
We've got Melbourne High School is having a group reunion. They're putting all of the past classes together, doing it at Front Street. We're going to be doing that party at Front Street. So lots happening in the 3-2-1. Danny, how's YouTubing with fishing coming?
Well, like I said, we just got the show back up and running again because we had a little glitch.
A glitch.
Per se.
IT glitch?
Yes.
Okay.
And you couldn't find it.
Okay. So how can we find the fishing? Tell us how to go on.
Just go to YouTube, Space Coast Fishing Show. There are now, until I try to figure out how to take off the old show, the new show is going to have less followers, so, and it don't have a number by the at the end of the show. So just look for the one that without the number and the less followers right now, and it just go to Space Coast Fishing Show, and you can find it.
That sounds awesome.
I will have new
good
content
knowledge
coming up pretty soon.
So when you have your show, are you teaching somebody something? Or are you showing them a secret spot to fish? What are you doing?
Well, we just show them fishing.
Yeah.
And I do have...
Like your last show, what did you have on?
Well, last show was when I was out with Captain Jim Ross.
Okay.
Out at Port Canaveral.
Okay.
And it really just was a little short video. It was only like maybe 15 minutes long or so. on a few things, but there wasn't really much to...
Where do you go fishing? In the river or the ocean?
We go river fishing. Freshwater fishing.
See sharks in there? In the river?
In the river, once in a while.
I'm telling you, I've been seeing sharks in the river.
And hopefully eventually we'll get back out in the ocean and start doing some ocean fishing.
Cool. Very cool.
But I do have a tackle... I do sometimes do a tackle tip station.
I know.
Can we
get Bass Pro Shop to get some fishing poles, though? Let's get Bass Fishing... Yeah. We need Bass Pro Shop in here to get some nice fishing poles and... Listen,
I didn't realize you needed so many licenses for fishing.
So do
you have a different one for a boat and a different one for staying on the shore, and you got to have a different one for the ocean than you do the river, I think.
And now you need a captain's license to be on the boat.
No.
Cuz I don't have one.
No.
You don't. So
not unless you're going if you want a captain's license.
So my boat's 16 feet. It's a little one. It's a little bit fast, okay? But somebody just told me I needed a captain's license. I don't need one.
Not that
I have a captain's hat.
not that I'm aware of, unless you're going to charter
people
out.
Oh, heck
then
no.
You need a captain's license to be able to do things.
Okay, so if I'm
nature.
Just going on my, because my boat only seats five people, I can just put my kids and everybody in it and we can just go out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, we stay in the intercoastal because the waves on the ocean are scary. They just come over the sides of my boat. We just go to, up by the Cape is, it's the Redneck Country Club where we all just, we go right to the island. We, you know, put our boats just into the sand. We get our dogs off the boat. We get our lawn chairs off the boat and we sit in the water. That's our idea of a good time.
Yep.
And let me go back to what you were saying about the license.
Yes.
You have to have a fishing license if you're fishing from a vessel, a boat. Okay. If you're fishing on land, you do not have to have a fishing license unless you're fishing freshwater.
Oh, okay.
Freshwater fishing, you must have a license, period, unless you're using just a cane pole.
Okay, so hold on. So if we're fishing off of the O'Galley Bridge, do you need a license?
No, you do not.
Can you throw nets in there for the shrimp?
Yes.
Do you need a license for that? To go shrimping? You do not. Darcy, who
see,
knew?
See, because
here's something we always tell everybody on the show, maybe something you didn't know. You do not need a fishing license. Are you sure of this?
I'm pretty positive. I used to shrimp off bridges.
Okay.
And they got shrimp nets that we use, and you used to hang a lantern down from the bridge, and we'd catch a shrimp. But you didn't have to have no license to do no such thing like that.
You know, I'm going to tell on myself because it's probably totally against the law, but that's okay because I'm dating a cop. My kids love for me to pull up next to those buoys with the crab traps tied up under them.
Yeah.
I would never take anything out of them, just so you know. But they love to see what's in them.
Yeah.
So we'll pull them up for a second. You pull them up for a second. Listen, this is Kim and Darcy and Danny from What's Cooking in the 321. Catch you next Tuesday.